Bingo.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's been there.
Good morning.
Oh, very well, thank you, Bingo.
Is it still Bingo speaking?
Yes, I hear a shake in there.
Yes. Come on, Bingo, come and tell us all about yourself.
And what you're doing?
You remember me, I guess.
Remember you? If you would come to a little clearer, perhaps I can remember you.
I get them as computer, but I speak better English than better.
And then I think you must remove the green lies from your pajama. Not many people make bukhan. You have to be a big clever man to be bukhan, huh? You have to know a lot about life, huh? A lot of people think you just make a fool of yourself. To be a good fool, you've got to be very serious, huh? You don't make a good fool. You're not a clown. You're not the type of man for a clown. Different to me, huh? And I like you.
Good though.
Very interesting thing, because many animals are very clever by natural instinct, and if you are kind to them and they understand, here you can talk with animals much better, of course, animals like to make a little fun too, People don't know how wonderful animals are. I think, if I have not been a good kind, I might have been a planner. I did have a lot of good animals, and I did a little flying, in my early years, and I was with the animals for a lot of the time. I love the animals very much here. Animals understand. Animals have great intuition, bad instinct, things, they understand much of one second of that.
Yeah.
Here animals are free, no confines to cover, no confines to cajets. Here they are happy. That is the only thing about this circus is that I think it's bad, no? I love animals, and the animals are very well treated to the circus, of course.
Yeah.
But to confine animals in the cages and take them from town to town on long journeys is not good. I see now, she's not good. But always the circus people love the animals, because it's very kind of animals.
Is that your work for
him, Bertrand?
Oh,
in a kind of way, but it's not the important thing. I need to be happy as I have. I have much to do with the animals here. I think in my heart, when I was on your side, I always wanted to be the animal kennel. But it was not for me, huh? I was a much better clown. But here I have much for me to do with the animals. And I take an interest in the animals when they come here. Sometimes they pet and the dogs and everything. And sometimes I go to the cattle. On your side of the circle, I help people with animals and they help the animals. I really interested in animals here, and also the circles in the way I help many artists, on your side. It is my job, how you say, I like for me to do this. When I can help in the circles and help people, if there's anything that is good, that I can do for the circles and the people of the circles and the animals and the circles, I do eat, but I can assure you that although there is some cruelty, sometimes I have to eat occasionally, there are bad trainers, but usually the bad trainers that don't make very much progress with animals, and they are not very important people in the circle. But when there is great acts, when there is great sacrifice, it is not cruelty. I can assure you there is very little cruelty in the circle. But in a sense, there is the cruelty, if you like, because it is not natural for animals to be confined in cages and to be bad from class to class. But I agree, but the animal trainer and the circus people love the animals, and they feed them well, and they care for them, they show they are in good fit condition, And very strange that you find a stick animal. I used to just to old eggs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I just like this, but most animals, many animals in South Africa, they were darkies. No, look for free, you know?
Bishop,
you're not a different
animal. I'm not good at
it. You're very good at it. That's what you call a good communication.
Yes, you are.
I like to know whether you laugh sometimes. I tell you something.
Are your animals different colors, or are they the same color?
Oh, yes, they're not different colors. According to the animal, the eagle has his strips, you know, just as them.
I
go to Mecca, you know, several times, but he was not that keen on that place. So, I should not take it, but I like Europe better. I like catching hands there. Everything is maybe multi-dollar. I suppose everything is kind of, you know. But I have Europe where I like the difference between the I think to be a good crowd in England, you need specialists, you know, personality, everything, you're not gladly, but not so something high. I don't really know.
But you're very warm by the way you are.
I don't like your English,
right?
I used to go sometimes to the south of France, you know, and Poland, all over. Italy, and not very. Spanish, I like for the men of the people are not too on animals in Spain. I don't think they have understanding of animals. I do not like, for instance, the corrida, the Buddha path, and I was very weak here. All the circus people, many circus people dislike very much that, you know. But they love animals, the circus people.
Very
nice. Many people realize that.
When an animal comes over to them, if they're in a close condition, I suppose they feel they're very cruelly treated. They can't they? How do you deal with them?
Oh, well, generally, kindness, compassion, you know, we are very good for the animals. We make them great fans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We look after them, we soothe them and help them. People should have more understanding for animals. They are in great need of companionship, great need of help, you know, and love. You treat an animal with love, it is very good because the animal is reciprocated, you know, and I'm saying that people for you. Animal love you for you, step. And if you kind to the animal will die for you, do anything for you. Human beings who they have a long way to go to catch up with the animals. I don't feel nervous. You know, people say, human beings are very superior. What I can say is that I see the human and I see the terrible things that human people do to one another, to the world, to everything. I think myself, I think the animals here are much more intelligent, much more, I don't know. They are more natural, they are to the divine beings and I think that the human being.
Yes, I agree with you there entirely.
But these animals only kill when they have the fear. They only kill when they feel the safety. They do not kill for the joy of killing. But human beings who is terrible. I don't remember when they were Bhutan, they are very difficult for food for animals. The problem, you know, both the circus is a great problem. And yet somehow it almost won. I never see people want the circus. But a lush, good, rare people in the circus. Many people don't know. What did you say?
When you see these bulls of poor creatures in this big arena, when they come out of there, they must be in a terrible stress and state.
Well,
when they come
out, but this path is...
It's not
a thing which will pass very quickly for the animals.
Yeah.
Possibly more than a human being from the hierarchy. I can tell you some stories about human beings who... and they have to suffer. Yeah. People don't know. I can tell you that you do not escape from this step. you have to pay the price. You cannot escape from the evil doings, huh?
Isn't it true that your fiancé and friend and your creative put that animal through when you come over?
In a different kind of form of way, but you have to pay. The price must be paid. No one can escape from themselves. They have to pay for themselves in different ways. It is very difficult to die.
I suggest that they should be. Then I think cruelty is the most horrible thing ever.
Likely sometimes I think that is the
Christmas.
Yes.
It's all about life.
They must be a very happy life, I think, at the circus. The worst part of the circus is the audience.
Yeah.
Very often, you know, people go there like that, but they should not stay, because we have an audience, of course, back there. Sometimes the audience, they do not understand.
You have an audience of children?
The audience sit back and wait for something terrible to happen.
Is that really a terrible thing on the stage?
I don't think going with the audience is happy, at least, you know, there is something that is dangerous, you know, people like the fear, huh?
But there are talented people,
you know, but of course, very few, you know, have accidents,
they are usually.
Talk about it at all. I never think that you have a lot of the audience anticipated, maybe so. That is my stomach of ass, you know, they're introducing the dark, a special tree, you know, where it looks as if it's going to be a disaster. But that is all in us, that is all around, you know. I would have to be a dark of ass, but I have all these things. I think I have tried many things in the circus, but always I go back and become the clown. Does anyone know me as Limbo the clown?
Were your people clowns?
Oh, I come from an old family of circus people. Go back 200 more years. My people knew many of the great people of the circus in the Piazza, you know. But my best friend here is Grimaldi.
Oh,
he is a remarkable man, a remarkable person, you know, and a very wonderful soul. I have met so many people here. Pimple. You wouldn't feel him a pimple. No, he is a very clever man too. Oh, so many Coco.
Yes.
I know them all. They all know of me.
Coco loves children, isn't he?
Coco is an interesting person. Many of them, I remember. Some still on your side, some on his side. But many here. Many of the old suffered people are here today. I don't know why I think he's just become special. But it is perhaps because of spring, and we unfurl the tank, and actually go all the big top, and we start all over again for the year.
What are you doing there?
Talking to you.
Goodbye.
Thank you for coming to me.